Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. In 2008, we launched the Greener Cow Project, the first program in North America to decrease greenhouse gases caused by cows' burps. If all U.S. dairies did this, it would be like taking 500,000 cars off the road each year. Find out more at stonyfield.com.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin. You might think that a gull is a gull is a gull, but as Bird Notes' Mary McCann reports, it isn't exactly so.
If you visit the beach as summer wanes, you may notice that gulls with different appearances are showing up. Gull watching is pretty tame along the coasts most of the summer. Many gull species retreat well north to nest, a few others inland. Along the Atlantic, it's mostly nesting herring and laughing gulls that stick around through summer. On the Pacific coast, it's glaucous-winged and western. But by late August, the picture begins to change. Bonaparte's gulls begin arriving along both coasts and at the Great Lakes. These small, sleek, black-headed birds begin flocking south in August. Handsome, pale gray, ring-billed gulls also return to both coasts in late summer, most having nested inland. Both species winter along the coasts. And along the Pacific, one very distinctive gull has come just for a summer visit, the Heerman's gull. Watch for a gull with a very dark back, a powder white head, and unmistakably, a blood red beak. Heerman's gulls nest along the northwest coast of Mexico, disperse northward for a few months each summer, then return south. I'm Mary McCann.
To see some gulliful photos of some of the gulls mentioned in this bird note, flock on over to our website, loe.org.